Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings, good. Greetings, everybody. Grand Rising. This is Kwame Benton. And I want to apologize for a little delay here, having a little technical difficulty. But just wanted to chime in here and do our regular Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. Today is June 1st, 2020. And today's topic is the house is burning. The house is burning. And on this day here, we're having what I call uprise here in the United States of America because of centuries of racism that has a lot of people hurt and angry and upset because they see no justice going on here. They see so much inequity in this country. And so there are people in the streets peacefully protesting, and there are people in the streets who are violently protesting. And I'm not here to judge anybody's action on what they're doing and how they're expressing their anger and their hurt. Because I can empathize with both people, both situations, because I am also an African born here in America, and I have suffered under this system. And to a certain extent, I continue to suffer under this system on a daily basis. Centuries of racism, and what people seem to use is this term white supremacy. Now, I just want people to understand my position on that term, white supremacy. I believe white supremacy is a myth. It does not exist, okay? White people are not superior, so how can there be a such thing as white supremacy? They're not superior over anyone. I would love for people to just use the word racist. Racism is a system designed by non-black people. Racism is a wealth and power competition between and non-white people. The European is the catalyst behind it, but because they controlled all the media and educational apparatuses on the globe, all other ethnic groups have fell for the inferiority of the Africans. And we're really not inferior. I mean, if you really want to look at a superior race, it is African people, because we are the architects of all civilization. Without us, I probably wouldn't be able to be talking to you on this smartphone. For real, for real. We probably wouldn't even have a light bulb. For real, for real. But I'm not here to talk about what race is better than the other. What I'm here to talk about is to let you know that the house is burning. America's, this capitalist system is coming to an end. It's crumbling. It's falling apart. Martin Luther King, before he became an ancestor, said, "I fear that I may be taking my people into a burning building, a burning house." And he was right. The only thing that's continuously propped this system up is these non-ending wars at home and abroad. So much of the constitutional rights of the citizens of this country have been taken away under false pretense, under what we call COVID operations that have made people think that they need more surveillance, think that they need a war on drugs, think that they need to invade Vietnam and Cambodia, think that they need to overthrow Gaddafi's government, to remove a president from Haiti. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on how imperialism has done everything in its power to stay in power by these wars at home and abroad. So the people are angry. They're very, very angry right now. The National Guards are employed in over 26 states. Yeah. Minnesota has activated the whole entire National Guard. First time in their history, the state of Minnesota has done that. What are you going to do? What is the solution? There's a lot of solutions. There's a lot of things that need to be done. But I implore that you look at putting your family back on the gold standard. Back on the gold standard. And many of y'all may not understand what I mean by that, because we didn't get an economic lesson in the school system about what real money is, because they don't want you to know what real money is. But let me tell you this. The Federal Reserve has been robbing us of our wealth since 1913. Let that sink in for a minute. Because you have to understand that the Federal Reserve is not the federal government. It's a private banking cartel owned by private individual families who have been robbing us with this income tax that is really unconstitutional. They had to put in an amendment, a 16th Amendment, in order to so-called legally start confiscating our labor. And on top of that, this thing called inflation, where the dollar continuously loses its value, is the reason why people cannot get ahead, why people are living from paycheck to paycheck off of credit cards. Because we were not given an education about how to create wealth. And if you're trying to save paper, you'll never do it. The first wealth principle that most of the middle class and some of the rich people don't know is to pay yourself first. But you want to pay yourself in an asset that's going to outpace inflation. Gold is that asset. It's a tier one asset, and it's been accepted for thousands of years as money in almost every culture on the planet. Only up until recently, did the dollar become money. And it's not money because it will not store your labor. It will not protect your buying power over time. Money must be a store of wealth and value, and that's what gold is. So how do you put your family back on a gold standard? You can open up a free gold savings account with a company called Carrot Bars International, which is a 9-year-old company operating in over 145 countries with over a million members who have decided that they're going to start saving in gold to build generational wealth, to protect their labor, protect their wealth, and stop being robbed by the Federal Reserve. So the house is on fire. The house is burning down, literally and figuratively. It is on its way out. You have an opportunity to separate from this burning house and jump into our lifeboat that we call Carrot Bars International and start protecting your family's financial future, because it all boils down to economics. George Floyd lost his job because of COVID-19. They said he had a fake $20 bill. So now he's dead. Kamar Aubrey jogging through his neighborhood, the people who murdered him said, oh, he was a suspect in a break-in. He was breaking in people's homes. Economics. Breonna Taylor, in her house sleeping, shot 8 times by the police on a drug raid. People selling drugs because they need money. They need to be able to feed and take care of their families. Not everybody, but a lot of people do that in order just to survive. Not strive, but just to survive in this burning house that's on fire. So I'm going to leave a link here that you can get more information. And by the way, the account is free. So I don't want the money. I want you to want your money. Let me repeat that. I don't want your money. I want you to want your money. I want you to want real money, which is gold. Gold, if you start saving it now, it will save you and your family's financial future. We'll be back here again on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share this, like this. If you got some value out of this information, if not, oh well. But I would want to encourage each and every one of y'all to open your mind and take a look at this new information. Put that ego to the side, okay, and realize that the house is on fire and you need to find an exit strategy or you're going to go down with it in a ball of flames. It was just a matter of time, put a hole in it. And the assassination on video was the bomb that burst the bubble. You see, I truly, truly believe that that was not an accident. This is what they want. They want people to react. Now it's time for us to be proactive, okay, and not just react. My name is Kwame Benton. Thank you for your time. Be safe and have a well-producing day. Peace.